Blog Talk Radio.
Let the words of my mouth
and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. This is BVM Global Kingdom. The views and opinions expressed on BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network are solely those of hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of BVM Global Kingdom Podcast Radio Network, its management, board, host, marketeers, and or advertisers. And once again, thank you for listening to BVM Global Kingdom. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Shalom. Namaste. Assalamu alaikum. May the peace of Christ be with you. Welcome to Women's Conversations. Women speak. Women also bring their families. I am your host, Chaplain Valerie, and let us exalt his name together. Let us exalt the Most High name together. Let us exalt the one who created this universe together. Let us gather together in reverence to the Most High God. If you want to contact us, if you have a question, if you want to leave a positive message, we may be reached at 856-718-7081. Or if you have another question, you can also reach us by email, bvmglobalkingdom@gmail.com. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another now that the day of his return is drawing near. And we also say peace, love, and blessings. You have righteous familyhood, righteous sisterhood, righteous brotherhood, just righteous. And you say, what is righteousness? What is righteousness? Oh, family, you know, I forgot to tell you that we do have a co-host today. Our host, and if you know when he arrives, if it's not too late, it's Pastor George, our senior pastor at BVM Global Kingdom, or it's also known as the meeting place. Broken vessels at the meeting place. So I just need to be on a brief station identification. Thank you, family. We're back from our brief station identification break. Today, we're going to talk about something that we have always heard about. And you know, I always let the Holy Spirit tell us how much time we're going to spend or who's going to speak. But we're blessed today to have my co-host, Minister Cher, today. She's hanging out with us. How you doing this fine evening, Minister Cher?
I'm doing well. Peace and blessings.
Yes,
how
it
are
is.
You?
Really good, my love. Really good. Today we're going to talk a little bit about righteousness. Just a little bit about righteousness. I'm going to define what our Glugol people say from the Oxford Language Book. Righteousness says the quality of being morally right or justifiable. And some similar words or synonyms would be goodness, virtue, uprighteousness or uprightness, and decency, integrity. Well, anyway, before we do that, I just want to go through a prayer. Today already is a year since the massacre in Buffalo, New York, at the grocery store. How a year already, who knew? God did. God knew. And so I pray for the families that, of course, were still affected by this horrific act on humanity. And it just happened to be all people of African descent that were killed. And yes, the man who did this was a supremacist, a racial supremacist. So I speak against supremacy, racial supremacy. Yeah, I speak against it. I speak against racial supremacy because people have died, have been maimed, lost their lives, and that's the same as dying. Yes, I was a little redundant. Injured because of unrighteous behavior. Taking somebody's life because of someone else's opinion. Unrighteousness behavior. So we'll talk today about righteousness. And Lord, we just pray for those people, family members who missed their loved ones. A lot of those women were mothers. They were fathers, brothers, sisters, cousins, uncles, aunts. They had family. So we pray for the healing of those families. And I pray for the healing of us, people in humanity who are taking care of their families, taking care of their loved ones. I pray for Minister Cher, her family, the Brister family, because she's really taking care of family members, different family members, and she's doing encouraging work. She's helping them with their physical healing, and God bless her that she calls in and she helps us out in the midst of her busyness. And all I can say is, talking about righteous behavior, God bless her, and may God continue to pour in strength, pour in her wisdom, and fortify her with what she needs in the godly presence and how she helps out her family. I pray for Pastor George's family, and he has a cousin named Obadiah who has to go through or has gone through brain surgery. Wow, that's incredible, brain surgery. So we pray for his healing, Obadiah. We pray for Pastor George and his healing and the things that he has to do that he's being faced with. And Lord, give him the wisdom that he needs to take care of what he needs to take care of. And yes, I put myself on the altar of prayer too. Physical healing, emotional healing, all of the healings I'm asking for. Yes, I am, in Jesus' name. The one who heals, Yeshua, the one who's the Messiah, the Christ. Hallelujah. and amen. Now, I don't pray. Pastor George, if you have anything to pray, Minister Cher, you have anyone to pray for?
Yes. Peace and blessings again.
Yes.
Some things came to me yesterday. Yeah, but it had, you know, my husband confessed to me that he is mourning the loss of his mother that happened in April of 2022. And he's been working like a crazy mad person, sun up to sundown, you know, which leaves me to handle most things by myself. Because he didn't realize, he just didn't know, I guess, that healing for our parents is a long process. It made me think back to my father, who has been not here on this earth for 7 years, 8 years, from June the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I reach out and go to therapy and things like that, because when you lose a parent, especially when you have a bond with that parent, like I have with my father, it is very hard to not have those memories.
True.
But I find it that my husband and I don't have a large outside support system. You know, of course, we have you guys, but, you know, we don't have a large family support system, you know, of outside people. Like, he doesn't, he's not connected with any of his brothers. I met his sister, and she has some issues, but... So he's not even connected to the one sister that he has. And then when I look back at his family dynamic, and his mother gave birth to 9 children, two
Amen.
Of them showed up for her funeral. Two
of them showed up.
Two of them showed up for her funeral. And I was like, that was sad. You know, that was sad, because some were, you know, a plane ride away, living right here in the city, but still holding on to, you know, the butt whooping they got when they was 5. So they didn't show up. You know, he broke down and he cried yesterday because he's just been distant. And I bring that up to say, you know, you just spoke on the people from Buffalo. It's been a year.
Yes.
I haven't seen the news, so I don't know if they mentioned it. On the news, like, they tend to mention other things,
you know,
when years have gone by. Okay. So, grieving is an ongoing process.
It is.
You know, it is an ongoing process, and it's hard. You know, I mean, I'm grateful that I still have my mother, but
yes,
I would still like to have my father.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to pray for healing,
yep,
during grief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my husband is not just dealing with his mother, who passed away in April of 2020. He's also dealing with the loss of his daughter.
Yes.
Who passed away December of 2021. And, you know, when I met him, my father had only been gone a month.
Wow.
You know, when I met him, so he didn't exactly understand what grieving was about, because he had still had his mother.
Yes.
And his father had passed away when he was a child, but I still think that holds some weight on him. You know, not knowing, not remembering what the man even looked like.
Okay.
So, you know, so he has, you know, thrown himself into working to handle it, where, you know, 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago, I threw myself back into work. Because I needed something to do, because I was no longer taking care of my father, and there was no one for me to take care of. So, and that's how I met my husband. So, you know, he kind of went through, you know, my grieving and my moments, and, you know, Father's Day, birthdays, you know, my father wasn't here to, you know, walk me down the aisle.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
It takes a toll. It takes a toll. So we're both in this place of trying to stuff into holes that we, you know, are experiencing. So yeah. So I want to pray for myself and my husband.
Yes.
Because we are both still grieving, and I know it gets better. I know for me, I talk to someone, but I also, you know, just remember the good times and I can laugh.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
You know, but you still have those days or something happens and you're like, you know, for a long time it used to bother me to see a SEPTA bus go by because he was a SEPTA driver. I think I've gotten over that. but yeah.
So what do you do now when you see a SEPTA bus? Do you smile or shake your head or
I just look at it as a bus. It's a bus.
It's a bus.
It's a bus.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's what I do. I just, it's a bus, you know. And then you know, I want to put my brother, of course, out there for prayer. Because
yes,
he also is a SEPTA driver.
Is this Gregory?
And, yes, Gregory, and he's suffering from the same thing that, you know, took our father. Colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm asking for healing for him. I'm asking for healing and recuperation. So, I know the topic was righteousness, but I just needed to get that off my chest.
Well, there's righteousness has what you described. Righteousness has its place in it, so it's not just totally off on white field. Because just think of how you took care of your father when he was in need. Correct.
Yep. Correct.
That was righteousness behavior. It was out of it was necessary that his daughter takes care of him, and she did. She took care of him in her righteousness, and as biblical says, the Bible says we are to take care of our parents when they need us.
Right.
So righteousness had something to do with what you just described. It's, I'll just say righteousness is embedded what you talked about. And when we lose a parent, it's not like we're losing keys. When they go and they transition where we can't see them again on this place, this side of the earth.
Right.
I say that just like today, there was, I was in the car in the Uber, and the man was playing some jazz music.
Uh-huh.
And both of my parents, who have now transitioned, I say they hang out with the Eternal One. They both were musicians.
Oh, okay.
And I remember, and I love music. I remember when my mother passed, I wasn't able to listen to anything. I just stared at a wall.
Oh.
I was able to talk to my godfather and Apostle Armstrong and his wife. And so, you know, you said you talk to people. So that's what they encouraged me to talk to folks. And I was also in school. So I was encouraged how to get my rest so I can get up and study and incorporate my some type of physical activity, which also helped with grief. Now, you said your husband is working massively so that, you know, and that's part of the reason. But there's also a medium. And I had to face this myself, and maybe we could pass this on to the husband, that there has to be a medium where he's taking care of the physical activity, and that's with what he does. But at the same time, what is he doing for his mental health? What is he doing for his spiritual health? Because doing the work that he does, physical health is being taken care of. But there's
spiritual health.
And I had to put all of those components to help my healing. Yes, just today when I was talking about my mother while I was in the car, my eyes started watering. They started watering. But they were also happy tears because we did have time. We had a good time together in that conversation about music.
Right.
Okay. So let the healing begin. Let it begin 2 months ago or a year ago. But healing has to happen so that we can continue to live.
Okay.
Now, this is funny. my mother's birthday just happened to be the day before September 11th.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I'm talking about a few years before September 11th happened. So she'd wake up on her birthday, and she had her Willy Winky bonnet on. She had on her house coat, and she had on her house shoes. And we told her when she woke up, we gave her breakfast and all the good stuff that we do for our parents' birthday. We kept telling her, Mom, get dressed. Mom, get dressed. And she wouldn't. She said, oh, I'll get this. I'll get dressed. I'll get dressed. But there was we had a stream of her close friends. They couldn't stay, but they would come by and visit, bring her flowers, trinkets, or what have you. And so by the 12th guest that came by, she looked at us and says, I guess I should go get dressed, huh? And listen to you girls. We fell out laughing. And see, for me, that's a memory. So all I can do is smile about her tore Wee Willy Winky hat. And it had a hole in it. I said, see? And she looking real. And I said, Mom, what's up with this Wee Willy Winky hat? At least get a new one. Oh, I like this one. All right, so we start laughing at that stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was beat up, raggedy. It's like, oh, no. But, however, we'll always bring them to life when we think about them and when we talk about them. We always bring them back to life when we talk about them, when we think about them, and we have a reaction to their thought. So he has to take care of the mental now and the spiritual healing. He's taking care of the physical, but that's not all to it.
Right. Yeah, so as far as I think you asked the question of what was righteousness.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and you read the dictionary version.
Yes, ma'am.
Of righteousness.
I did.
So the dictionary version isn't probably the version I would use, but I'm going to explain what I think it means.
Go ahead.
And for me, it's doing the work that God wants us to do.
Uh-huh.
That's how I see righteousness.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I have to be careful because I'm still working on this goal, but you know, what's righteous for me may not be righteous for somebody else.
Well, that's okay.
And,
that's understood. That's understood.
Right. So sometimes it angers me when, even when explained, sometimes people don't get it, you know, don't understand it, you know, and so I still have to work on, you know, letting them be, because as long as I stay in my righteousness and do what I should be doing and working on me, you know, I really don't have time to squander time on other people's opinion of what's righteous or how you should be when you're righteous and things like that. So, you know, so it is a work. It is a work in progress. When you are a person that tries to see that glimmer, you know, that light in everybody.
Yes.
And some people is just not there. And then I've met people who, once they were enlightened to it being there, didn't want to do the work to bring it out. So, you know, you meet different people, you know, in different walks of life and from different walks of life.
Yes.
And I just think everybody does have a light.
Yes.
But it's hard to be good.
Huh?
You know, and some people, it's just too hard, you know, so they rather do it their way or what makes them comfortable, you know. But, you know, walking, doing the right thing, you know, for some people is harder than for others. And, you know, I still struggle with that, but I'm working on it.
You still struggle with the part of
wanting everybody to shine. I'll say it that way. You know, wanting everybody to shine. But it's not always that way.
That's true. That's true. And remember, they may not want to shine.
Right.
They want to stay in their own crazy darkness. However, we are not allowed to have their emptiness being thrown on us.
Right.
To the extent that we're not doing what we're supposed to do with us. It's great to be a human. I have a cat, and I said, well, I don't want to be a cat right now, you know, to be fed and all that stuff. Yeah, we could do that, but I kind of like being a human, making my own decisions. Making my own decisions, telling people to come around me, especially when they want to just blow the horn at you all day long. Move out my way. Get out the way. Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
So I put my flashes on and tell them to go around. I thought that was pretty righteous. I didn't swear at anybody or tell anybody off, you say, or cuss anybody out. I just put my flashes on and signaled them to come around. Now, I had a cousin, a male cousin, and this was years ago. He was an adult, and he's older than I am. And so he said he was driving. And he did, without thinking, he was thinking about some other stuff. And he cut a man off. Well, you know that in some places that's fighting words, right? He cut him off. And so the man goes driving behind him. And so what my cousin did, he turned around, did a U-turn, and blew kisses at the man. That man said, what? Huh? What? Huh? And kept, so his righteousness, in his righteousness, he started blowing kisses at the man. So, and the man, instead of swearing at him, he turned back around, said, blah, 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 but he went on. It wasn't no swear to each other out. He just blew a kiss at him and went on about his business. I said, well, that was some type of righteousness happening. You didn't perpetuate the negative. You stood on the positive. And you apologized to the man. So I thought that was pretty cool. Well, let me go to what the I'm just going to pull out a couple verses that the Bible says. But, you know, let me just go get my glasses. One moment. I'm not going to put us on station identification break. I'm just going to go get my glasses. So I wanted to share some scripture. All right, I got them. So John 1, verse chapter 2, 29 says, if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness was born of him. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure. I mean, this is from the English Standard Version. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. And here's another one. Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Now, and one more. Romans 5. This is Romans 5, 1 through 5. And we can talk to this. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into his grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love that has been poured into our hearts through all the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's love has been poured into our house, our hearts, through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Now, there's a whole bunch of other ones, too, that I could have read, like in 1 Timothy, talking about righteous deeds are like, you see, all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. And the beginning of that says, that was Isaiah, excuse me, family. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. Listen to that. So any sharing on those scriptures I read, my dear sister minister?
I wanted to speak on the last one, of course.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So I know that, you know, we are supposed to be We're supposed to do the work to
okay.
follow what God has for us.
Uh-huh.
But we're not supposed to brag about it or boast about it. And I understand and I get that.
Okay.
But the last scripture that you read, is that the one that, if I paraphrase it correctly, is the one about, you know, our deeds are like filthy rags unto God?
Mm-mm.
Okay, different one. Okay, that's where
my
confusion
was. Yeah, that's a different
one.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different
one. So, yeah. So I think I shared, you know,
yeah.
what I thought about righteousness and how it's, I try every day to stay in that righteous path.
Yes.
And, you know, when I stray or thoughts bombard me, I just, you know, turn on my gospel station or I just say, God, please.
Yes.
Know,
yes.
Give me positive thoughts because, you know, when I talked earlier about, you know, sometimes when you're grieving, you tend to mm-hmm. fill void,
yes.
you know,
yes.
mm-hmm. and take on more than you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing my little one because I had kind of gotten used to seeing her every day. And,
yes, yes.
You know, so I know that it was the right thing for me to let go of a responsibility that wasn't mine.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it was some of my stuffing. And now I just... I'm just focusing on things that I need to do, like bag up clothes that don't fit me and don't fit her and don't fit the boys anymore and,
yeah.
you know, bag them up and donating them. So, you know, I have things that I need to do. and I just, you know, focus on those things.
That's very cool. That's very cool. So in our righteousness, there's really no way to say it, but in part of our righteousness, and we said about purpose and we talked about our passion, we just drop seeds of our knowledge of who the Most High is. And what's really incredible with this life that we live is we could be sitting quietly as we had, okay, taking your book and read it, or taking an article that I'm reading or a magazine, and here comes someone we've never seen before who wants to talk. Or basically, one to listen to. Now, if I had shooed this person away, tell him I didn't want to be bothered or just whisk him off, what does that say about me being a follower of the teachings of Christ? All right, I was just having a prayer moment there, family. A prayer moment there. So if there's anything else? Pastor George, you had something?
Well, yeah, you know.
Uh-oh.
I just wanted to say, you know, put out prayers also for those folks. We had some more killings in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Those families that lost loved ones in New Mexico. Praying a prayer, you know, a bereavement for them. And to piggyback on what you guys was talking about, grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And being in mourning of a loss of a loved one. You know, there is a time and a season for everything. It's a time for grieving, it's a time for mourning. And that process has to go forward, because when you don't allow that time and that space for the grieving or for the mourning to transpire in your life, then it affects your body.
It does.
Everything in what you do. Because no one knows how long a person is going to grieve or how long a person is going to be in mourning. Because you don't know how long that's hurtful or a reflection on a person's heart.
Just don't know.
Sometimes some people grieve a short period of time. Sometimes people grieve for a long time. But a lot of times what we do as human beings, when we're going through that process, instead of letting it just go through its natural course, we try to subsidize the grieving moment with things that we do, whether it's work, whether it's whatever, it's something. And we don't never take time like, you know what, you know, there's nothing wrong to sit back and have reflection. There's nothing wrong with sitting back and showing that raw, natural emotion of something or someone that you miss.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a lot of times, even with men, you know, I used to be like this here too, when I didn't like to show any type of emotion. Because I thought it was a form of weakness.
That's what society teaches us.
Yeah, but I found out, look, if I'm feeling sad, then, look, I'm going to be sad. If I feel like it's emotional, I'm going to be emotional. If not, I'm going to be emotional. But that's just part of, it's if I hold it in and I don't let it out, then it really affects me. So that's all part of the process that we all have to go through and how we deal with it. You know, the good thing about it, the memories, and you have the thing that you dealt with, that person that you lost, the loved one, you have those to cherish forever. You know, different birthdays, anniversaries, and different stuff. You just start thinking about different situations, things you used to do, things you used to say. You know, you always have that. And when you sit back and you think about it, you know, wow. Because I had the same type of things for, you know, missing those things with my parents, even my brother, you know. But you know what? Thank God that to have those cherishable moments, you know. You know, it's just like, but then my grief and my mourning always turns to laughter, because then I start thinking about the fun things and the happy times.
And the ridiculous stuff they would say to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all part of it. And that's all part of the development of emotional development. And I'd say expressions of the mind, of the heart, and of the soul. And then even, you know, I get the same type of feeling when I think about the goodness of what the Most High has done.
Yeah.
And you know, His grace and His mercy and His blessing. tomorrow, and I started getting happy and joyous. So it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful thing. It's a hallelujah time. Is there anything else? Yes. You want to say something else, Minister?
I just wanted to just make a comment about what Pastor George was saying. Like, you know, when my brothers, my brothers, all but the one who's ill, are starting to come around. I took my mother into my house because that's where she needed to be.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like you come, you know, my brothers, some that have been distant, you know, there's five of us all together, and I'm the only girl.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, they're coming around, you know, to see her and talk to her and, you know, and I just, like I said, with my husband, you know, it hurt me, it ailed me to know that there were, you know, six other people out there in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, two of them, you know, were there. You know, two of them with their families were there. And is just, you know, I mean, for my husband and I, you know, I didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, your mind starts wandering craziness. And, you know, so I kind of was like, look, you know, this is how I'm feeling. And I had to let out, you know, my feeling of neglect to him, you know, and then I guess yesterday, with it being Mother's Day, it just hit him, you know, because he got up yesterday and went to work and was at work. And I'm like, you know, you can take a day. You can take a day. Right, especially when it comes to his own personal business that he has, you know, not the clock in, clock out part of the job that he has, but, you know, his business, you know, you can take a day. And, you know, it's just, it's, you know, if I don't know what's going on, I can't help you. But I just tried to give him some encouraging words, and, you know, I was like, you know, listen, write a dear mom letter.
Yeah.
And just let it all out. You know, let it all out.
That's a good idea.
You know, like, I do have, like, a little memorial area of the people that, you know, have passed away, so... My grandfather that I never met is on my memorial table, and my father, and friends of mine that have passed away are on my table, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Rashid's daughter is on my table, his mother,
right.
She wasn't fond of taking pictures, so I don't have a picture, but I have the last Mother's Day teddy bear that he had got her with a fruit thing. So I have the bear on the memorial table.
Yep.
So, you know, but I know that he has to talk to somebody, and his daughter that passed away, I never actually got to meet her. But, you know, his mother lived with us, you know, for 2 years, two or
yep.
more years. She lived, you know, with us in our house, you know, we
all
interacted,
right.
I told her, you know, and, you know, we kept her, you know, to the best that we could until
yes.
her dementia, you know, really started taking over. But I just, you know, we just kind of, I'm not going to say we're in the same place because I've had more time.
Yes.
To deal with my situation, and, you know, my father is, you know, the greatest man alive. That's just how I feel. I mean,
well,
you know, the greatest man that was alive, and that's just, you know, how I feel in my heart. And, you know, would I like for him to be here? Definitely.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I just kind of have to, you know, be in acceptance of, you know, what was, you know, I don't know what his plan was, but I got 68 years with him. And they were 68 great years. So I just look at that and find happiness, you know, find that smile, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about my dad.
And that's good. That's healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's healthy. Because when you think about him, that's part of your mental health and emotional health. When you think about them, you start smiling.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, all minds clear, family? Pastor George?
Yeah.
Minister Cher, you guys, if anything else you would like to add to our day's discussion?
No, I'm better.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad we were part of that. So, Heavenly Father, Most High God, we thank you once again from hanging out with us and not just passing through. Thank you for your words today. Thank you for the wisdom you have shared with us. Thank you for the ministry that's going on with Broken Vessels at the Meeting Place. Bless the families that are participating, Sister Brister and her family, Pastor George and his family. And before I forget, thank you for allowing our feet to hit the floor to see another day.
Amen.
A brand new mercy. Shalom and amen. Hallelujah.
All right.
All right. In a minute.
All right, in a minute.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo!